Welcome back, everybody. You know, I'm a comedian. I'm a dad. If you're a dad, you're a comedian. The two kind of go hand in hand. And today I'm here to tell you the story of Brandon. Now, Brandon is not a fictional character. We'll sort of respect his anonymity a little bit. Before I get into the story of Brandon, I have to tell you, if you're not willing to hear the entire story of Brandon, don't listen to the story of Brandon. Like, you need to understand the beginning of the story of Brandon and what comes out at the end of it. Because I think both Brandon and I have both changed. Maybe. I don't know. So the story of Brandon goes way back to like 1919. Yeah, I think it was like, no. Like maybe 2001, 2002. Gmail had just come out, right? And so at that point in time, I was rocking a Yahoo email address, a Hotmail address, you know, the standard stuff. Gmail comes along. Hey, you've got to have a Gmail account. You got to have this. This is what my buddy tells me. I'm like, okay. So I get one that doesn't have any numbers or crazy symbols in it. You know, like I got prime real estate in the Gmail world. Like, this is oceanfront property. I got there whenever the founders made Gmail. It was awesome. And life was good. Life was good for a while. Up until about 15 years ago, some kid decides that my email address, which I'm not going to give out, which is a word, and he starts giving out that email address as his own. And then how could I tell his name was Brandon? Because he was filling out college application forms, all kinds of stuff. Brandon this. He was trying to create new accounts under games and all this other stuff. And so I was angry. I was bitter. I was upset. I was like, how dare this person try to use my email address? And so that was a while back, like 15, 20, I don't know, 15 years ago. Seems like 20 years ago. Might have been 20 years ago. But anyway, it's been going on and on and on and on and on. And periodically, Brandon goes through and he signs up a bunch of accounts wrong. And I don't know if he's drunk or if something else is going on in his life. And why does the story Brandon show up today? Well, today I got an email from his landlord. And his landlord's telling me, hey, you're late again. And actually, I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up right now without, you know, getting into his privacy. And so the lady's name is Karen. And Karen lives on the Eastern Seaboard. And she writes to Brandon. She says, hello, Brandon. Your monthly email reminder that your rent is late again. Please let me know when I can expect it, Karen. Part of me is like, okay, maybe this is legit. Maybe this is a real email. I tend to think of most spam emails that hit my mailbox as phishing or bad stuff, that type of thing. But the email address seemed pretty real. So a quick Google search yielded some results. Interestingly enough, I found out where she lives and all this other stuff. So the first thing kind of goes through my mind is like, okay, let's really give it to Brandon. Let's make his landlord mad at us. And so I was tempted. I was incredibly tempted. And instead of doing it, I actually typed it out because I think it felt made me feel better. But it was basically along the lines. Oh, man. I shouldn't even be reading this to you. Really horrible of me. I said, Karen, I told you I'll pay it as soon as possible. I'm tired of being harassed by you. You live in a $2 million home. By the way, I looked it up. They do live in a $2.5 million home. And you're always hounding me about money. You know what? I'm going to squat here. I've read the articles in the news. I know how to do it. Just back off, Brandon. And as I'm writing this out, I'm thinking about what's going on. And I'm like, you know, this kid's so stupid. He gives us his email. You know, I've had it all this time. He's always doing dumb things. And it's almost entertaining if you did it on a regular basis, but it only happens every once in a while. And I think that's just annoying. And so I started thinking about it. I was like, why do I feel like I know Brandon? And why do I feel like I'm disappointed in it? And part of me is like, maybe I know Brandon. Like, I know him in some way. Like maybe I've been in his shoes before, done stupid stuff. Maybe I've applied for colleges that I wondered why I didn't get any response back from them. And come to find out, I just gave them the wrong email address. And some of the other game accounts that I set up that maybe I put in the wrong email address over and over and over again. For a moment there, I was riding in my truck and I'm like, how dissimilar am I from Brandon? Maybe. We're very similar in the fact that we don't do things perfectly. And that sometimes we make mistakes. And sometimes we're late in our rent, which I haven't been in a while. But I have been, and plenty of time. I started thinking, I'm like, I'm glad I didn't send that email. I'm glad I didn't get Brandon in hot water or anything crazy like that. I like to think that Brandon's coming up in the world, you know? Brandon has gone beyond playing video games. He's gone beyond going to college. Maybe he's already graduated now. It's been a while. Maybe he's married now. Maybe he's got kids. You know, he just needs a little extra time paying the rent this month. And how horrible would it be for me to jump in the mix and screw things up? And I'm like, that's just not me. Maybe that was me a long time ago. But now, maybe we'll kind of ease back a little bit and have some positivity to lump on to old Brandon. Maybe Brandon's going to be all right. Maybe Brandon's going to do great. Maybe he is doing great. But you know, the story of Brandon is kind of like the story of me. It's kind of like the story of you and me and everybody else. We're all sinners. We're all not perfect, but we're trying. You know, we're talking the other day about Conan being nine years old. My wife, Jaleesa, is like, you know, it's hard to believe in you. Next year, he's going to be 10. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know, I think he'd be a little bit more mature for his age. I just would have thought that. And part of me is like, well, he's going to get more stupid the older he gets. You know, he starts getting into his teen years. I mean, his knowledge and information, you know, his wisdom, and I'm fighting a cold. I'm sorry if I sound nasally, like Howard Cosell. And this is the part of the podcast that I sound just like this guy or John Wayne. I don't know. Anyway, so Conan's IQ is going to go up. He's going to get smarter. He's going to have more wisdom. But at the same time, I know what a young man goes through when he hits puberty and he's a teenager. You know, he does dumb things. I did a lot of dumb things. Like Brandon, he needs a little grace. He needs somebody in his life to not really just kick him when he's down and laugh at him, but to help guide him on his way. Because that's what Conan needs. That's what Conan needs a lot of. And he can be better than me. I can have made this life meaningful in the way that I can make his life better for him. And give him the tools to be better prepared for that. You know, that's the inheritance that I can pass on to him. That and a knowledge and love and belief of Jesus Christ. So that's the story of Brandon. You know, in a weird Hollywood way, maybe Brandon is me. And these emails are coming from an alternative dimension. Yeah. My name is really Brandon. I'm screwing things up. And realistically, this month, I am late on my bills. Crap. But I actually kind of know a little bit about Brandon. More than I let on. Because he did submit some college information. Sorry. It ended up in my inbox. So. Oh. But we all know a Brandon. We all know somebody that is Brandon-esque. Maybe we are all a little bit about Brandon. And we don't, we all don't need somebody to kick us when we're down. We need somebody to help us out. So we think about you, Brandon. Hopefully that you're doing better. I know I'm doing better. The first time you and I met, I was not a great person. I'm still not a great person, but I'm better. A better person. A better person for having known you, Brandon. And I hope that this talking head video will help somebody else understand a little bit better about kindness to strangers or email invaders. And if they're not a real person at all and it's just a spammer, sorry to twist your spammy problem into something that possibly could do good. I hope that the story of Brandon is inspirational to you all. And I hope that my nasally voice is not as bad as what it sounds like to me, because it sounds horrible.